Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, welcome to In the Pink, sponsored by Bose. Stay home, stay healthy, stay connected.
Well, let's cast your mind back then to 2014 when you joined Toro Rosso and you kind of came up through the program. Then the following year, you were at Red Bull, you're actually doing incredibly well. Were you kind of thinking, yeah, I'm set now, this is it, you know, I'm on this trajectory? Or were you constantly aware that this was always a learning process? And everybody always talks so much about the Red Bull program being so ruthless and Helmut Marko not taking any prisoners. Was that pressure kind of always there, or did you feel that you had everything under control?
Oh, you know, it's hard to say. I think at that time, you know, my first rookie year, I think rookie years are always, you know, in the way. Once you start getting the flow, it should be one of your easiest years because everyone is praising you, everyone is happy. Even if you make a small mistake, everyone will say, you know, it's normal, it's part of the process, of course, it's nothing bad in it. Then, of course, straight away, going to Red Bull Racing was a big change of the atmosphere. It was a top team already at the time, and they won many championships before I came into the team. And once I came into the team, it was one of the worst packages they had for a while, unfortunately, at that time. So it wasn't easy in that respect. Of course, if we would be constantly on the podiums, and the competitiveness level would be higher of the car, would be a different story, but it wasn't. So it's just sometimes timing can work for you and against you, no? In life and in sport in general. So just was slightly, a little bit missing, maybe a couple of podiums would help a lot, the security, the confidence feeling. And even if I did very well against Daniel that year, still, you know, the atmosphere in the team was tricky because it's not where they used to be at that time normally. So there was always a bit of pressure there, of course.
But you did, of course, get your first podium in 2015 in Hungary. Just reflect on that for us. What was the feeling like? Was it a lot of pressure off your shoulders, do you think, just to bag that first podium?
Yeah, it was nice. You know, we've been having not an easy season until now. And then in Hungary, we got a double podium, which was very nice for the team. It was a big refreshment. So I was happy. I could say to myself, at least one podium is in the pocket, you know. So it's always, you know, about ticking boxes. That's how I go, you know, in career. Okay, that was the one tick on the box, and I wanted to know more podiums, and now I had maybe two more since then. And you know, you always want to tick your first victory box, and I think after you tick your victory box off, then you want the championship and so on.
And then fast forward to 2016 in China. I tell you, one of my most enduring memories of that was you in the cool down room with Sebastian. And you really holding your own, because he was giving you a bit of criticism and you didn't back down, much like the way you drove in the race. How do you remember that time?
Yeah, I mean, people remember that episode because, of course, it went on the internet and everyone, you know, how the modern world unfortunately works like this. You only believe and remember what was filmed, no? So it was good. I mean, it was nice race for me at that time. You know, it was very tricky times already, and to get that podium was nice. But he wasn't happy, and he said it. But I thought that I wasn't wrong in that episode, so I just said that I didn't share his opinion. That's all. I think that was my main point. I was a little bit surprised at that time, to be honest. But no hard feelings. We actually get along quite well, you know.
Yeah, I think you did it with a big smile on your face, and that makes everything much better. So actually that reminds me, I was going to ask you who your mates are on the grid. Who would you kind of classify as a good friend? Or is it hard to be mates with other racers?
It's hard, I think, to be completely, you know, saying yes, it's friend kind of thing. You know, we're always going to be competitors. We always want to beat each other. We always want to, you know, be better in some way. And like this friendship suffers, no, normally. But I know everyone quite well. And I think outside the track, pretty much everyone is quite. Maybe I spend most time with Daniel, Ricciardo, and Carlos, who was at Robert Kubica. Valtteri and Nico Hülkenberg, maybe mostly the guys who I saw more outside the track, I would say. But then on the track again, whoever we have conversation with is always very friendly, you know, in a way. But on track you want to always be better, no?
Now, obviously, after that podium in China, we thought, you know, and I'm sure you did too, that, you know, more podiums would come and your career would grow and grow. And then you had that massive blow of being demoted and Max coming in and then winning on his debut. I mean, was that the part of the process where your confidence took a big knock and that you realised you had to rebuild from there? Because it showed, I think everybody agrees, massive strength of character that you did come back from that.
Yes, of course, it's not, you know, it's not, wasn't the best times for sure for me. It was tricky times. It was that time when you didn't like my body language in TV pen, I guess. because I wasn't a happy guy at that time. For me, it was a bit tricky times. That's when I think I wasn't very excited about going racing anymore, but it's part of life, you know, it's part of sport. And coming back from those moments, you have to come back, you know, you have to keep strong and isolate your bad thoughts about negative thoughts and try to move forward regardless. And it wasn't easy, but it took until 2019, but then it was much better.
What was the process? How did you do it? Did you get support from friends and family? Who kind of mentored you through that?
Many people, of course, they try to help. Everyone was, there were many kind people, but still it's not enough. You know, you have to be, you have to do it by yourself. Unfortunately, there is nothing. It's very rare that someone will pull you through the whole process. You know, it's important that you also go and fight your own demons, and you fight your own you know, character, and understand what makes you happy, what doesn't. And of course I got good support from friends, from family, but sometimes I wasn't open to support really, it's okay, because then maybe 2018 was a year off that I needed, and it helped in that time. So in a bad situation, just take a year off, basically.
Yeah, not everyone comes back after a year off, but I think there'll be lots of people listening to this, particularly young people and people at the moment that are struggling after lockdown, and they're trying to get their careers back on track. Is there advice that you can give them? Are there things, do you think that kind of time for reflection, and perhaps people have been able to do that in lockdown, is important in just getting some kind of clarity on where you really want to go in life?
Well, of course, you know, sport is one thing and life is another thing. So it's a bit hard, hard to compare sometimes. Of course, there are some similarities, but, you know, just need to, you know, carry on no matter what, and try to not to think negative, and try to, even in a difficult situation, you're never really lonely, and you need to try, you know, to keep moving forward, and not to get frustrated with yourself and with the circumstances. So just also the patience is very important in those cases, I guess. But yeah, everyone's situation, I think, is quite personal. So it's hard to just give one solid advice.
Was there ever a time that you thought you would give up, that you'd leave F1? Did you feel like the door was closed at any point?
Yeah. You know, I said many times that 2018, you know, I kind of let it go already, and I thought that, you know, probably that's it. But, you know, very luckily, you know, I got this, another chance, and it makes me think that, of course, I'm lucky doing what I'm doing, and I'm very happy. You know, now that we go back racing again, it's very exciting times, because I love what I do, you know, and driving this incredible cars on the best tracks with the best, you know, strongest rivals possible. It's always a fantastic feeling and opportunity.
Thanks so much for listening to In the Pink. I hope you've enjoyed the podcast you've listened to so far. Please don't forget to rate, review and subscribe. Check out our Instagram page at in_the_pink, and you get all the details there about how you can win some of those Bose noise cancelling headphones. And join the community. We're all talking about the various guests that we've had on the podcast and who we'd like to see and hear in the next few weeks. So thank you for joining us. Stay with us. Stay healthy. Stay home. Stay connected with Bose.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.